throw away her last, and I'm trying something out. As part of my future plans, I am thinking about doing, well, not thinking, but I am going to do some ASMR stuff. And earlier this week, someone asked me, how are you going to do ASMR when you don't even have a mic that will make things happen, nor do you have a recording environment to do so? Well, to the very sweet, concerned listener, I thought, well, why don't we test things out this way? So, technically, this isn't the correct recording environment. As you know, I live near an airport, and soon you will be hearing planes, and if you're not hearing planes, then you will be hearing a very busy neighborhood. So, what I actually do before, when I did more binaural content, was I would wait at 1 a.m., which is usually the time when everyone's asleep and there are less planes flying overhead. And, well, this is basically what I do. I just pick up my phone, which is an S8 Samsung, and there we go. Here's a plane flying overhead. Wait for it. What I was saying is, pick up my phone, turn it around from side to side, and hope that I get the effect that I'm hoping for. But yeah, that's just about one way to do it. I also thought of doing a ramble because it's been quite a busy July, June. See, I'm already thinking of July, it's only June. But just a bit of an update. Last time I did an update, you found out that if you don't follow me on Discord, I mean, that I quit my job, and instead of officially quitting my job, they asked me to do some part-time work instead, consulting gig, while they search for another one who can replace me full-time. Well, the good news is, we found someone to replace me at a full-time capacity, and so I have officially moved to part-time basis, consultancy basis, where my only job is to help out whenever I can. So that's freed me up some time to work on audios. And you might not notice GWA side being very busy, but I've been very busy on the Patreon side, because a couple of people have picked up custom audio tiers, and for that I'm really, really happy. But I think that since I also am going to be more active here, I thought to bring back at least the rambles and do different things. Some other good news is that we reached 300 members on Discord, and that's super big. And this might be something of interest to you if you haven't signed up yet on Discord, or you may have missed it, but we're doing a quick little celebration. And that celebration entails something really, really, really special. What might that be, you may ask? It's, I'm going to do hysterical gameplay, which basically is me live streaming a game of my choice while I play with myself with a vibrator. It's a crazy idea, but one that I'm really, really, really looking forward to. People have been asking me that for a while now, if not live, then maybe a recording of sorts, and I think this would be the proper time to do so. So if you haven't already, just go hop onto my Discord. Don't forget to verify, which is basically we're asking for your username, because we don't want total strangers in our server. A couple more things. I've been super happy about some of the things I've put out recently, patron-wise and TWA-wise, because I think I'm getting better at my improv, if my last audio was an indication of it. It was not, it was basically, there was a line there that I was super proud of, and it was out of the blue. If you haven't listened to it already, it's called The Definition of Sin, which sort of gets not really philosophical, I don't think it's that deep, but it sort of reflects how I saw sin and Catholicism before I left the church formally. And it involves me basically revealing a dark secret about the priest. Aren't we all lucky that it wasn't a boy, recording this? But this is one of the custom audios that my patrons asked of me, and I just had to, make it public, because it's an audio that I wanted to do for so long. No, for real. It's, I have a lot of pent-up frustrations, clearly. But, yeah, it was a specific line that I improv, and I've been flexing on it so hard. But that little line also gave me the confidence that, hey, looks like I could actually really do some good stuff. Which you may not know, I don't let a lot of people know, but I haven't been feeling really confident about my own stuff recently, and so I've been working extra hard, just thinking of different ways to make something good. If it involves me acting a bit more or writing a bit more, that's what I've been doing. If it involves me doing research, and no, that's not by going through porn, it's what I do. It's great too, because recently I've been trying to branch out of my usual stuff. For example, there was the Ravish a Girl script that I have always wanted to do a Ravish a Girl script, and it's funny because people say that, not people, but some of my listeners say that they can't imagine me doing a Ravish a Girl script, because Ravish a Girl is typically very, very, very submissive and very, 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 dark. I don't think his scripts are too dark except there are a couple of exceptions. There, he does have rape, and he does have this mind-blowing script called, Build-A-Bear, but, like, it was based on a Build-A-Bear thing, but it's actually just, like, a rape factory. It's so fucked up and twisted, but I don't think he's, like, I feel like most of his audios lean more on the super submissive side, which I actually gravitate towards, too, in terms of how I am and the bed. I tend to be very, very, very submissive, and I tend to be very, very, very eager to please my dom. I'm very eager to, you know, be good, do good, and learn from my dom. I feel like before, oh, there goes a plane. I feel like before I sort of, before I fell into a relationship, like a very serious relationship with my partner and my dom, actually, wow_bra. He really needs to change that username. It's getting more, the things I hear about the word bra is kind of serious. But anyways, I've always known myself to be fascinated by doms who can teach me a couple of things, whether that's about how to submit or about who I am. And bra has taught me a lot of things. He's taught me that a couple of kinks that I didn't know I'd be into. And that's what I really, really, really love about being submissive. And I feel like Ravisher Girl sort of hits that. There are a couple of lines that I feel like it's not very natural for me. But overall, it's something I am. I can't imagine the many times that I would look for a script and I would all, or bruh, would look for a script that he thinks I would enjoy, and he would always land on a Ravisher Girl script. And so would I think the only thing that's making me hesitate is the fact that I don't have time. I have been doing so many things, and I hear a kid right now who's just screaming, and this is also what I don't like about my neighborhood. The kids here are just insane. Speaking of, rapey? Okay, this is so fucking dark. But, nah, you know what? I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna tell that for another story, but yeah. I'm looking for more scripts, so if you guys have any more scripts, again, please share it with me. I know I can just write my own scripts, but with the amount of work I'm doing now, a couple of scripts written by other people would be super, super great. what else? Well, another thing, another life update maybe, is 2 days ago, was 2 days ago already? No, yesterday, Jesus Christ. But 2 days ago, my mom was admitted to the hospital, and yesterday she had her heart surgery. And I don't want to make such a big deal about it, but it sort of took me away a bit. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I've always known that my mom had a sickness, and my dad also had, my dad's side of the family also has a sickness, and whether, like, all of them have, like, hereditary diseases, like diabetes, heart issues, blood pressure, blah blah blah, and I've always thought that, okay, one day I will have to take care of my mom, or one day I will be facing a situation where my parents might be hospitalized, and that actually happened yesterday or 2 days ago, and it feels so surreal because I also found out that the disease that my mom has been, I don't know if it's disease or a defect, but she has a hole in her heart, and it was discovered the day I was born. And there's such a weird, I know it doesn't involve me, because apparently it's congenital, so she's had it since birth, but it was just discovered when I was born. It felt so weird, because I don't know why I'm twisting this entire ramble into something else, but whatever, I'm already here. It feels so weird, because I feel like a small part of me feel like this is my fault. Like, if, but then also at the same time, it's congenital, so I don't know, there's just this weird guilt inside me. I've been super stressed lately. I'm like happy to ramble and talk about things because, Jesus, there's been a lot that's been happening in like the past couple of months, and I need to sit down and take stock of what's happened and sort of just feel things, because, yeah, I was feeling like everything's gonna be fine, everything's gonna be okay, but because of so many things happening and so many things that I have to work on, I barely felt time to realign myself, you know what I mean? Like, there was barely enough time to sit down and say, hey, hang on, what the hell is happening? Let's sit back and consider some things, and like, my mind has been all over the place, if I'm gonna be, like, super honest, just going from content making to family stuff to, you know, part-time consultancy shit to personal stuff. Like, I've been stressing so much, and it's showing in like different ways and different pieces. Like right now, I'm like wearing a face mask because my skin, people know I'm stressed if my skin starts acting out, and my skin has never acted out the way it has been, the way it's been doing today. It's that wild. And also, like, my appetite is just shooting up because I'm just stress eating. So, I don't know where this ramble is going. I don't know how this is going, but hey, we're here now. Yeah, I mean, I feel like despite all that, I don't know if my family's in the clear yet, if my mom's in the clear yet. I don't know if things are going to be smooth and stable the way I'm thinking of in July, because July is where a lot of things will happen for me in terms of creating audios, and I don't know. Because I keep thinking of when I started Patreon, the very first time I started Patreon, I did well in the first month, then second month, my phone got stolen, and then I got into a hiatus, and then a lot of other shit happened, and March, I tried to push for my Patreon again, and then suddenly I got sick for, an entire fucking month, and that's been wild, too. I'm shocked. I only got sick. I got sick for an entire month a few months ago, and here I am now just stressing about, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to balance this? How am I going to balance that? And, you know, people are going to tell me, you know, take a break when you need to, but honestly, the way I am, I cannot, it's not in my system to take a break, even though I need to. With the whole mom thing piling up on me, and work thing piling up on me, and other things, not just GWA, other projects piling up on me, I honestly feel like I really need to take a step back, but I know I'm not gonna do that, which is why I'm here. This is why I'm making a ramble. This is so weird. But I guess all I ask is that, you know, please keep supporting me, the things that I'm doing. It's weird and exciting and overwhelming, and oh my god, here we go again. I hope nothing happens to me that'll get me to stop doing what I plan on doing, because I have been preemptively, my plans have been preemptively, really, there's my Filipino accent showing. I've been forced to stop one thing that I've wanted to do consistently for the longest time, and wanted to grow consistently for the longest time, and that is making audios. And I'm just hoping that on top of the updates, on top of the great things that are happening to me, on top of the also shitty things that are happening to me, and, you know, everywhere else, nothing, please, for the love of God, let nothing happen to me that'll just make me stop doing something I really love. I just, please, let this not be. Let all of this good momentum actually stay as good momentum, because the last time I've tried to do this, I've tried ramping up my shit happens and stops me, and stops my flow completely, and I swear to God, if that happens again, I'm gonna be super sad. Making content is something that I love doing, and I know this now, and I swear to God, if I am forced to stop again for outside reasons, I'm gonna flip. I am going to flip like putang ina, back shit, what the fuck is this? So, yeah, thanks for listening to this weird topsy-turvy ramble. I hope you like my updates. And, thank you very much for listening to this very raw test ramble of ASMR. Please remember that this is not going to be, the actual turnout. You're going to hear a lot of background noise. You're hearing a lot of background noise, but swear to God, it's gonna be a lot more quieter when I actually do some proper ASMR content on YouTube. So yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I promise I'll ramble more. Much love. West. Mwah.